Well, good morning, everybody. I think everybody on the line today is taking advantage of technology, and we are all on the go as good Nikan wellness consultants pursuing somewhat of a balanced lifestyle in the five pillars, and we are grabbing or burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. And today's snapshots from San Antonio, I know for sure we're going to have three featured, and we could have a couple more if they so choose once to share. We're going to kick it off with Nancy Clyde from Dallas, Texas. And Nancy is not a newcomer to amazing events like this. And let me just put a little teaser in. Anything we do in life, if we want to become better at that, I don't care if it's a plumber or a pilot, and I'm sitting next to a pilot right now, so I know, and I've been up in the air with him, and I asked him to take the wheel this morning, take the helm of the ship, so I could focus on this. But anybody, any industry, even if it's a hobby, you want to become a better cross-stitcher, you've got to be forward-thinking, and you've got to expose yourself to people that are better than you are. And that's the benefit, and that's the purpose behind going to events like what took place in Toronto a few weeks ago, San Antonio. Got an amazing event coming up in the Salt Lake area, actually just north in Layton in February. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But Nancy, I want to start with you. You've been to a lot of these. They're always amazing. They're always great. You walk away and you say, I'm so excited. But what was the most impacting thing from this one to you, for you?
Okay. Well, as always in what Vance just said, being there, you have to be there. At least me, I'm an art major. I'm a visual person. I need to see it. I need hands-on. And what Rick really concentrated on was, how do you do this business? And there were many people on stage that we normally don't see on stage, and they really were very well spoken. My takeaway was, we are in a huge wave. It is about to break, and this is how you do the business. Lots of paradigm shifts, etc. So I want to just give you some examples of what different people said and what I took away from it. First of all, Jeannie and I and my husband drove down to San Antonio together. You know, when you're with someone, she is precious, you learn more, I do, and so I could see on her phone, this is very simple back office type stuff, I could see on her phone how she kept track of consultants, prospects, and customers. So it really made me more comfortable with that, getting that implemented in my phone. We went to lunch with some people in the Ensigns, which is our Royal Diamond Upline. Lois Wilburn is always in the high top 10 because of her autoship for nutrition. And I told her, I said, I am really weak in that. I have people on autoship, but I am weak in that. What do you do? And she showed me how she just very easily and then freaked them out, muscle test them for the nutrition, and can do demos and all of that. Made me more comfortable with that. Now, Andrea Weinstein was on the stage, and she said this, the true test of greatness is not persistence and perseverance when you see a light at the end of the tunnel. The true test is persistence and perseverance when you don't see the light. Well, you know, some days I don't see that light. I'm going, oh my gosh. But I thought, no, I am here. I am persisting. I know we have such a mission that is a heart mission that this world needs, that you keep going. Jeff Eisen talks about the three things you really need to get a handle on is your time management. An hour a day invested gives results. If it's that little time, more time a day gives you faster results. Tasks. What are you doing? How are you planning? What is your business plan? How are you going to get the word out? And he talked, I don't know if it was Jeff or someone else, I have heard this before and implemented it, then got away from it, now going back. But really, if we just contact five people by email, text, all to do it. I've been writing notes to people. It makes a huge impact of people just thinking of you. In fact, my friend Gloria Snyder said, I was chicken and I just started writing notes to my relatives when I first started this. Well, she has a huge wave of activity going on. And it's just very simple to do that, even if it's two people texted, whatever. Have a business plan on how you're reaching out. It is getting in front of talking to people, touching base with people that makes this business grow and go. And then you must have a business plan, which really is as simple for me as you're going to do this. You're going to email, text, whatever, three ways, four ways, and three, five, whatever number of people every day. And if, and I am not perfect at that, but that is my goal every day. Kimball Sargent, the two things I took from her was her goal every day was to meet three people, to have coffee, go over, you know, form them, family, occupation, recruiting, and money, and to speak speak less than the other person. Now, you know, we can all do that. And I read that book, what was it, How to Listen? That was so convicting. Anyway, those were her two goals, and how simple is that if you have that each week? Let's see, Ruth Lowe went over what do you do, and she gave us all a printout of different people's answer to what do you do. I strongly suggest, I'm going to go over like two or more people here, but Dave Johnson had a call with Brody, and I can't even remember where it is or anything else. Sorry to not help you with that one. Anyway.
No, Nancy, I want to ask you one question, because you're giving the listeners right now like a wealth, like almost as if they were there. You're giving them the Cliff Notes versions, you know, like if we have to read the book for a high school exam,
right,
and we haven't read, you know, A Tale of Two Cities like I did as a senior, we read the Cliff Notes.
Right.
The problem is when your teacher is smart enough to also read the Cliff Notes and ask you questions that aren't in the Cliff Notes, then you're going to fail. But we're not going to fail this. To something that Jeff Isom said about every day investing an hour. And some of us would say, man, I got a full-time job. I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent. I don't have an hour. Well, we actually do. And I've been doing that for the last few years, sending an email, sending a text or two. And it doesn't, if people sleep with their cell phone underneath their pillow and you wake them up, if you get up early in the morning or it's late at night, then that's their own dang fault. Okay? That's the way I look at it. But that has revolutionized our family's life in me taking the time every morning, even if it means I'm going to be a couple minutes late for something, but that's revolutionary. Here's the last question I want to have for you, because I want to get, you have another call to jump on as well.
Yeah, I do.
What have you, of all the things you took away from the mission, from, you know, remember the Alamo, there's so many great one-liners that have come out of San Antonio in our history of our country. What was the one thing that you could look back on this last week? And or 2 weeks, or yeah, because it's been a week. I'm trying to think. It's only been a week. What would be the one thing that you say you've implemented that has been the most dramatic and most impactful?
The phrase, every home a wellness home. That is it. I am implementing a box with a bunch of other people, not me, 10 people, to get out to realtors. And I was struggling with what my little freebie coupon would be and what my little freebie gift to them. These are boxes that the realtors will give to their clients. And it is every home a wellness home. It won't have the Niken logo on it. It's nothing like that. It will have my whatever. But I have talked to several people that are saying, yes, we want to implement health and wellness with this school. Yes, we're weak in that. I said, I need to get with you guys. And they said, yes, you do. Well, that is, I guess at that school with those students, it won't, I'll have to change it up a little. But that is the phrase. It is the mission that we've always had, the impact that having these products on people and in their homes for the help of their, of the students, of mothers with children, whatever. we have got to get that word out, and people are looking for it. I saw in the Parade magazine that 60% of people are looking for guidance on how to be healthier.
Well, not only healthier, they're looking for simple ways. This is why the Home Shopping Network television programs are so popular. They're looking for gadgets, devices, anything to make their life easier. And you take the bottled water industry, you take the light bulb industry, you take the computer industry, look at everything that's in our homes right now. And when it was introduced, whether it was a few days ago, a decade ago, or 100 years ago, even going back to Thomas Edison, people say, what would I need that in my home for? People, we always question technology. But in the end, we'll say, yeah, that's probably a good idea. That's probably, look at Bill Gates. His goal was to get a computer in every home. And many naysayers. Look at Walt Disney. Who's going to drive across, you know, Los Angeles to go to a theme park? Oh my goodness, who hasn't been impacted by Disney in some way or another? So that's really, really powerful reminder, Nancy. Thank you for that.
Right.
And I'm gonna let you go. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, and it's the obviously we want convenience. That's why those stupid water bottles are so prevalent, you know. So we can, for implementation of health and the convenience, just get in bed, walk around on shoe inserts, sit on a pad, put your hand on the Kinko ground. It is so simple. It is not time-consuming, et cetera. And then, oh my gosh, you can make money. Thank you, Vance.
Nancy, and I love the way you finished with that, because I know your elevator speech is, hey, and we get money in the bank every Friday, or we get paid every Friday. I talked to a friend, and let me finish with this thought, Nancy, and I'll let you go. I talked to a friend this week. He said, man, it's so irritating. I get this deposit from Nikan every Friday. I said, I know. Doesn't that just drive you nuts?
How is your balance off?
Yeah, no, and it was really, we enjoyed the good laugh, because we've been in Nikan, the two of us, and we go way back, but we're so used to only getting paid once a month to get this little deposit, and that little deposit can be much bigger depending on what we do and who we talk to. So on that note, let's shift gears and go from Dallas, Texas to Sandy, Utah, which has been the home of several events over the last few years, and I'm hoping, Steve, you're on, you're demuted, and you're ready to share a nugget or two.
I'm here.
So, Steve, you are notorious, and you and I spoke right before you, actually right after you landed in San Antonio, and you told me you're going to do things differently this time, and you were not going to video record everything so you could focus in and learn. And let's just jump right to that question. What was the one greatest snapshot from San Antonio, or the one greatest thing that just opened your eyes to something that you know for Steve Crowfoot and for your wife Carol and your family that was the most impactful?
Dance, I'm looking at 24 pages of notes. How can I clump you? the thing that kept coming, being said, and kept coming out, and was be faster than a fruit fly. You know, fruit flies get in there, they don't last very long, but they have an impact on our lives. And I think that's what I have to do, is I have to break everything down into its smallest common denominator and only share that, and be able to just give a presentation. Rick's new brochures are absolutely amazing, and the way that he's got it set up, and I think you sent it out in the notes, or Dave or somebody. And the need for just sharing with people, you know, what is Neekin? Neekin is a, you know, a development company that cares about wellness and studied wellness and how to make people well. And that's our goal, is to help people be well so that we can, which will create wealth for us, and then as we share with more people, then that allows us to have freedom. And that's a real rough way to put it, but that's all I can think of right now.
You know, Steve, let me go back to that fruit fly analogy, because scientifically a fruit fly's lifespan is what? A few hours at best? But they propagate and they multiply so fast that they're such an amazing nuisance, and yet they're so tiny. And I loved what I saw, again, as you said, and Nancy alluded, that when we do that, when we duplicate, and we are an influence. I know where you're at. I've been to your home. I've been to the surrounding areas. Is it saturated yet? Everybody in your area, your neighborhood, knows about Neekin?
Nope, sure is not. I have not opened my mouth and flapped in the right way.
And propagate. But, you know, that's the beautiful thing is you go to an experience like this, you have a fresher perspective of a mission, and we can't win them all because, again, going back to that analogy, Edison didn't, Bill Gates hasn't, the bottled water industry hasn't. I mean, most everybody in the United States has running water and electricity most of the time, or at least those who choose to. But every home, a wellness home, has a fruit fly. Some of us need to do a little more, or ask the questions. And I think that's what you and I have learned from the ICANN attitude, is ask a few more questions and then pause and see if people are even open to it. And if they're not open to it, you know.
Right.
Steve, let me ask you this question. Oh, go ahead.
Well, ask your question, and I wanted to say this about Rick.
Well, I think the greatest question is, what will you do, knowing that you've got an event there in Layton, which is, what, half an hour, 45 minutes from you?
An hour.
An hour. Okay, so it's a good solid hour, but a person could commute up and back if they really, I mean, if they didn't want to stay overnight there. But what are you going to do? And I'm putting you on the spot, brother, and I you know that. And we're friends, and I think I can do that. What will you do over the next 2 months with everything going on with the holidays? We got our first Christmas card in the mail yesterday. I'm like, holy smoke, this marketing is driving me nuts. But what will you do in the next couple months to challenge yourself to get some people exposed to that event that's coming to your backyard?
What I have to do is to, in a way that is not offensive to people, it's just to strike up as many conversations as I can and fill my calendar. That's one of the things that Rick said, and I thought that was very interesting. And I've noticed it over the years, as much as I love my phone and I love my palm and stuff, nothing has replaced my Franklin planner, because for me, it just doesn't work. But you can look at a calendar and say, yeah, I've got this time open, I've got this time open, I've got this time open, which is best for you. And just fill that calendar. He says that, you know, his purpose, and I'll just hit this real hard, I think, is our purpose is to connect people with information. And I thought a quote that Nancy alluded to, what's her name, Anja Weinberg. She was amazing. And the quote that she put up on the board was, my mission in life is not to merely survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion. some compassion, some humor, and some style by Maya Angelou. And, you know, that's really simple. You know, I'm tired of surviving. I want to thrive. I want to have some fun. I want to enjoy life. I want to be able to share my feelings about what Nican's done for me and so many of my friends across the Nican land that, you know, I see people every day and it just hurts me because I don't open my mouth and it drives me crazy. So anyway, the purpose is to get the information out. So the tools we have are our personal web page, our Nican Success Calendar, the Nican Advantage Trifold videos, things that other people have put together, and then to trust the process. You know, find out, what do they need? Do they need help? Some help with health? Do they need wealth and freedom? And talk to whichever one they want to talk about first, and then mix the others in. And you can't do it out of sequence, because it's what their sequence needs to be is what you need to talk to. And with that, I'll shut up.
No, Steve, and that is, you really nailed it, brother. You really just, and it's what form do people want to receive that information? Do they text?
Right.
Do they use email? Would they like a printed brochure? And we have to modify the message of Nican. I love the way our pastor always says it, that, you know, that the message of the gospel will never change, but the method has to change in the way it's delivered. Same way with Nican. It may be a trifold brochure, it may be a text. And I did this yesterday with a gal I was talking about. She said, have you ever, I said, looked right at her, I said, have you ever heard of YouTube? And she laughed. I said, okay, I got her laughing. Now she's going to be open. And I said, here's what you type in. And it wasn't about a Nican conversation. It was about something else we were discussing. But that's part of my mission, is to teach. You know, my ICANN attitude allows me to teach people something that'll add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. She'd already shared something with me on a topic. And I said, hey, you know, you can find it on YouTube. And that's why I asked her, do you know what YouTube is? And, of course, she laughed. I said, type this in. Now, whether she follows up, that's up to her. And that's what you're saying, is that, you know, trust the process. Give them the time to do it. So, Steve, you know, for a guy who 40 minutes ago texted me and said, my mind is blank, I don't think your mind is blank at all. You just gave us a whole mini college, you know, course in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of the things I'd like to say also here too, some I think these were Rick's comments, if not, it was somebody else's. The questions we need to ask us, why are we building the business? What we need to do is let people know why they would want to join us in business. And so you need to let them know why you're building the business. Why should I join your business? Why do you love Nican? What is your favorite product and why? Where will Nican take you? Where will what will happen if I don't let people know this? What do I need to move out of the way to be able to make time to do it? And we need to stay away from what is hard to start or easy to quit. And with the,
you know, those two things right there, staying away from what is hard to start and what is easy to quit, that is life transforming in itself, because there's a lot of things that we should not be doing or that we need to avoid. But I love the way what you addressed the ICANN group this week and said, rather than saying we don't do negative, spin it around and say we only do positive. And in our culture today, that's tough, but some of us maybe We just need to make some tough decisions and say, you know, I'm not going to watch the evening news anymore. Julie Tara hasn't watched TV, and she said, I can't remember, Vance. And she told me that this week. Vance, I can't remember when the last time was when I watched TV. It's too negative. I can't do it anymore. She said, I just turned it off. And that woman, well, where is she at? Well, she's at the top of her game in Nissan. I can't see it. Steve, I want to let you go because I want to let Sagini have the last word.
Okay, and I want to just clarify this a little bit. I think it's that quote that I said about, is it hard to start? We need to do things sometimes that are hard to start instead of the things that are easy to quit.
Oh, there we go. That now I understand exactly what you're saying. I kind of thought that's what you meant, but...
Yeah. Like I say, I have to admit, I didn't video stuff. I just audioed it, and nothing recorded. So I came home blank. It's very bad for me. So that's why I was saying.
I beg to differ, brother. I think what you just taught us is there's no blankness at all. So thank you again. Hey, Jeannie, are you ready to tie a bow on this wonderful conversation?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, good.
The last word is yours, so in 5 minutes or less, professional pitch person. You're in front of people all the time, so how would you pitch San Antonio to those of us who weren't able to experience live?
Oh, well... Wow, that's a big job. I'm used to short pitches. Anyway, Nancy and Steve did such a great job, and there's so many things. But the one thing that really, I think, impacted me the most was Jeff Isom's talk about requiring he talked about becoming an entrepreneur and how it requires a shift. To become an entrepreneur. And he told a story, and he tells stories so eloquently. It was just so really good. So I'm going to give a brief synopsis of that. But when he was younger, he went down to Mexico, and he worked with a family, and they were planting a field. And they just used all the big equipment. They hand planted each seed. And so it was quite an ordeal all day long working and planting the seed and covering it up. And when he had come home that evening, he was totally exhausted. His back was killing because he was bending over all the time. And one of the young men that was there said to him, hey, he was ready to go to bed, you know, and just relax. And the guy said, hey, get dressed. We're going to go down to town. You're going to be really glad we did. It's going to be a lot of fun. And he's like, oh, no, no, I really want to stay here. I want to just, you know, I'd really like to just rest. And his friend said, oh, no, come on, get dressed. You're going to have so much fun. You have to come. This is going to be great. So he finally did, got dressed, went down to town, and then he said, now I understand why. I guess there's a tradition, and I don't know what it's called. I'm going to look it up, but it's maybe called the walk. And the young men, the single men and the single women, and the single men are around in a circle and they walk one way, and they're on the outside circle, and the single ladies are on the inside of the circle and they walk the opposite way so that when they pass each other, they can see each other. And it's tradition that the man, the boy, would tap the girl on the shoulder and say, would you come walk with me? And then she would come around to the outside and walk with him. And so they're walking around and looking at these ladies, and the ladies are looking at the boys. And Jeff tapped his friend on the shoulder and said, hey, what would happen if one of the girls tapped one of the boys on the shoulder? And he said, oh, no, that would never happen. It's impossible. It never happens. That would not happen. So they kept walking around, and Jeff asked him again, but just imagine, what do you think would happen? And they did this a couple of times, and finally his friend kind of went, well, and I don't remember what the answer was, but the point he was making was that it would require a paradigm. This is what a paradigm shift is. and how that is required to embrace the fact that the impossible can become possible. And I have to have him tell that story sometime again to everybody, but that really was kind of interesting to me. And so when it comes, this ties into the ICANN class too, I think, because when you realize that you, in my mind, if for me personally, I'm going, well, I'm not sure I can do this. And I'm talking about platinum by December 31st and going to Italy and these things. And the possibility of that. And every morning I wake up with my ICANN and realize that if I do and when I do the work required, it will happen. And he said, there will be moments when you're out of balance. And ICANN's all about balance. But there are moments when you're out of balance. And when you're really striving for something, you can be out of balance for a while. And he gave an example. One of the gals in Canada had run a triathlon. And he asked her, were you out of balance? And she said, oh, yes. So for a short time, sometimes we can be out of balance when we're aiming for something. So that is my highlight.
Yeah, Jeannie, and I thank you for that story, because all of us have gone through stories or experiences like that where we've been forced to do hard things, make hard choices. There's even a book out there by a young man who's a successful pastor today, and his name just eluded me. But it was called, he and his brother, I think, his two brothers wrote it, and it's called Do Hard Things. And constantly, you know, if we're going to become successful in anything, we're going to have to do things that, you know, aren't the easiest way. And, you know, a tradition that all of us right now, and if we haven't flipped on the news or we didn't hear what's going on in California right now with the wildfires, and this hit our family really hard a year ago, but Thursday morning, when I went in to wake up and check before I ran out the door, our teenager, Emily, she's 17, and one of her friends that she was spent 3 weeks with in Peru last summer, she's from Chico, California, and she actually sent Emily on her phone, or posted on Instagram, live footage of the fire that just started, and she said it's at, you know, 5,000 acres, and by Thursday night, it was at 20,000. And as of yesterday, I believe it's already up to, I don't know what it is exactly, but here's my point. Our family was deeply impacted a year ago by the Eagle Creek fire, and for I think 2.5-3 weeks, all the valuable possessions in our home were still in our minivan, because we were still freaked out. We still didn't know how to get back into that rhythm. But one of the hard things that I had to do 5 days while working on the front line, coming back to base camp, was, you know, you go to the mess hall, you eat, and you just want to collapse. And some guys would just go right to their tents. They wouldn't even eat dinner. They would just crash because they were so physically exhausted. What we were doing, my task force wasn't physically exhausted, but it was mentally exhausted. But what I forced myself to do was go to dinner and go sit by myself. And meet somebody, force my brain to work, even though mentally that's kind of what we were doing all day. But I'll tell you that one of the highlights for me of that whole experience was sitting across the table from a guy, and how on earth, out of 1,063 firefighters, I sit across the table from a guy who grew up with my first cousin. How is that possible? Well, it is possible, because I forced myself to do something hard, and I could have went and showered, I could have skipped dinner, I could have crawled in my butt, but no, it's what you do, and we're constantly being challenged. So Jeff would have missed out on an amazing experience in that culture in that little village in Mexico, and he wouldn't have been able to tell that story, which in turn impacted your life and the life of every person who was at that event. And so if we could finish, or Jeannie, do you want the last word?
You know, I don't have to have the last word, no. I tell you, I have implemented, though, I started when I got back home, the 5 texts, 5 messages, the handwritten notes, and things are happening, so it's really exciting to, it comes down to the daily tasks and the calendar and the business plan and then making a commitment to those.
Yep, and as we, you and I both learned in ICANN, that follow-up is an act of respect. It's not about being a nag or being a pest. It's teaching people and showing them and saying, look, I want to follow up to that conversation we had. And whether they interpreted that, that's irrelevant. Regardless, we get to follow up with people. So, Jeannie, thank you so much. Steve as well, and Nancy, and I know all three of these wonderful people could have so much more to say. I want to encourage everybody. As Dave Johnson taught me years ago, big decisions are made at big events, and maybe it's just a decision to get to an event. I know there's an amazing event happening up in New England, and Gary and Suzanne Steele, I'm not sure which one of you is hosting it, I think Suzanne is. Get this, folks. Suzanne met with one of the foreknown authorities on the subject of grounding at a Panera Bread a few days ago. This guy is an author. He's been promoting this concept for a long time. He is going to be speaking and sharing at this event up in New England. And Gary, if you want to hit *6 and announce this, because maybe somebody's in that area that doesn't know about it.
Hey, Van. Yes, it's next Saturday, the 17th, in Dover, New Hampshire, at the Wentworth Douglas Hospital. Registration at 9:30. To the hotel, it's about 2 hours. And yes, Dr. James Arshman is our speaker. And he wrote the intro to the book, Grounding, and he's one of the foremost early scientists on grounding or earthing. And it's all
and Gary, what's the best? Do they need to pre-register or do they just need to pitch up for it?
Pre-register, Suzanne has a site where you can go to register. And I don't have that at the tip of my tongue, but I'll give you my phone number, and if somebody wants information, they can call me. It is 207-415-4011. But to be clear, this is a Suzanne Steele and Company event in Dover, New Hampshire.
And I'm going to give that, I just lost it. I had it right here in front of me. I'm going to give your cell phone. And Gary does text, by the way, again, so you can just pop him a text. And you can, if that's faster for you, 207-415-4011. Again, 207-415-4011. And the reason why I'm making a big deal of this is absolutely huge. And if you haven't gone on Amazon or just Googled grounding, I think you're going to be blown away. This is as big as the light bulb, the Thomas Edison, home computers, the Bill Gates. It's so, so simple. But just like all light bulbs are not created equal, all right? Not all grounding mats are either. I mean, you can buy one for as little as, 15, 16 bucks, and if you're on Amazon Prime, get free shipping. And that product will probably fail because it's not constructed properly. So we really have something big with this, and I want to encourage people to get exposed to it and check it out. And then lastly, the event coming up in Layton, in February, Sandy, Utah. That's the next one that I know. I know there's other events happening all over, but really, if you've not ever been to a big event, the rates to fly in and out of Salt Lake are very affordable, okay? Extremely affordable. Housing, that's one of the beautiful things about Salt Lake. It's not like New York City or San Francisco or Seattle. And that's the experience. Gary and I have roomed together. life-changing fun. Not a lot of sleep, but a lot of fun. And they're really life-changing, as Jeannie and Nancy alluded to, as you heard last Saturday from Elaine Matthews and Dr. Stan Bogus, commuting up to Toronto. It's the experience. It's the people. So really want to encourage people to check that out. So that's all we got for today, folks. I am going to do this right quick and say farewell. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website that everybody needs to know about. And then one last thing, very last thing to catch on to the recording, is that the ICANN Attitude course, we just kicked it off. There is time in the first 2 or 3 sessions that you can jump on a couple weeks late, even. If you still haven't ever heard about it or you just find out about it, text me. All of the information is on the Saturday AM Live website under the ICANN 2 tab or ICANN tab. Listen to Lesson 12. That's an overview. And then jump on. But text me and I'll follow up with you. It's an amazing, life-changing course. It's just amazing. Just awesome in so many different ways. But my phone number, area code 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. So thank you again to Nancy, to Steve, and to Jeannie, and to Gary for getting us that information about that event up in New Hampshire.